Now, Aine, I can see that you're itching to go and you've got that book out on the desk again. So tell us all about it.
Sinead Renshaw is a great friend of our programme. She was on it for years and I met her recently and she sent me over this lovely book. She said we really must have it on the programme. And it's called An Áit Sin Netlí in na Maidí Cruinn. And it's written by Aileen Crossley of this parish. And Aileen is here in front of me. Aileen, this is a wonderful children's book and I am delighted to be looking at it. Are you very proud of it yourself?
I am, yeah, Tom on, bros. It's been a long journey. It's been 2 years in the making. So I'm so delighted that it found a publisher and it found Ave Lloyd as its publisher, who did a wonderful job.
Now, it's not the normal, well, normal in the sense of children's books, says she, the expert who's written them herself. But what you have done with this book is it's actually kind of a love letter, a poem from nature to an anxious child. So you're looking at nature and being out of doors as a way of calming children who might be anxious, and you're imagining that the world of nature is actually communicating directly with the child, and this is what the thing is about. So can you tell me more about that approach?
Yeah, this began as my illustration master's final project, and my research question was, can we, you know, around the use of picture books for kids to help them to self-regulate through nature in order to better prepare them for adulthood. And I just thought about myself as a little child and all the little happy places that I went to. And I started to write this little poem. And then around that time, I bought Moncom McGann's Tree Dogs, Banshee Fingers and Other Irish Words for Nature. And I was just blown away by the beauty of our language, which I didn't realise growing up, you know, going to a Bearla school and learning Peg. So I started to reimagine the characters according to these beautiful Irish language descriptions to add a bit of extra wonder and awe for kids so they would have space to maybe play in their minds and then to think about these issues.
So it's in the form of a large frame, a style book, and you have lovely illustrations in it. Now, these are done in a particular way. Can you tell me how you did the illustrations? Because you have the protagonist, Molly, she's the little girl, and you have the foxglove fairy, who is the person from nature taking Molly on a trip through woodlands and different areas. And each page you have the foxglove fairy and Molly, and they're encountering different creatures along the way. But the drawings and the illustrations are really very good and quite different. So what process is it and how did you do them?
This is it's a fine art printmaking practice called lithography. So for me, like normally when I draw straight on the page, it doesn't go really well. And I love to use put a barrier between me and the page, such as printmaking, because I think it gives my drawings a beautiful poetic abstraction. And I felt that this was the only way that I could make this book and to create a poetic world for visually as well. So it you know, I tried it a couple of times and it went really well. So my tutor said to me, look, you know, you've got to do this. You've got to make these 5 colour lithographs, even though it takes 6 weeks to 8 weeks to make one. So, yeah, that's why it took 2 years to make. But I think it adds a kind of a naivety to the visual language, which is quite beguiling in a way, and helps with that little journey that she's on.
So it's a 5 colour one, so that they're the 5 primary colours,
yes,
and pale and white and black in between. So it's very graphic. It comes out at you and you can see the big eyes of Molly and the little ladybird standing beside her on her shoulder and all of this as she moves through the world. But you have the lovely, lovely words for the different creatures. I mean, we start off with the foxglove fairy, and the fox was, this is all in Irish, so we have it done. A Wally, a Cree, a Gerlust na Banshee, Carkiga a Wiltu Lawn Lebron. So the Lust na Banshee, the other words, Lust na Banshee is what we're calling the foxglove. She is the fairy one, and she's speaking to Molly and said, why are you so sad? And then she takes her on a great journey out the window and up to the trees where you meet the squirrels. And I would have thought a squirrel was a Nirurua, just shows all I know, because as you said yourself, taking it from Moncom's book, they're Maidí Cruinn. They're actually dogs up in the trees. And I mean, this would be something Richard Collins would say about red squirrels. They're practically birds, he would say, because they can jump from branch to branch so lightly. So the essence of the creature is in the word rather than Irurua. This is a Madi Kring is what they're being described as there, and she sees those, and then she moves on then to the next one and the next one and the next one, and we get to the sea, and the porpoises are in the sea, and the porpoises, of course, are Mokamara, sea pigs, and you have this word used again. So the use of the Irish language to describe words, not the official standard Irish, but the descriptive words that add in their ecology, add in their behaviour, is all part of the word itself, which adds to the beauty of the whole thing.
It really does. It just adds that extra magic, you know, and it's a real homage to our language, because I'm only discovering, like many people, how beautiful our language is, and I'm trying every day to become more fluent as the days go on. And it's kind of touching that I'm here today talking about Moncan when he passed. So yeah, it's a tribute to him. And I sent him this book in the early days, and he wrote back and he was so supportive. And also I sent him a copy in June, and he wrote back saying that he loved what we'd done with it. So, yeah.
That's the imprimatur from the master himself.
Yeah.
What age group of children is this book intended for?
Well, it's intended for age 3 to 8. But as Áine Ní Chlainn said, I mean, it would appeal to even older children or adults as well. I think everybody who comes in contact with this book really feels something from it. So, but yeah, that the main age group would be age 3 to 8.
So it really is a book that you read to small children, because between 3 and 8, children, certainly at the 3 end of the scale, wouldn't be reading a book like this. So when you read the words, you get a lovely calmness. I mean, the book begs to be read aloud. In actual fact, I can just see a small child up on your knee and you actually reading this and showing them the pictures and the sounds of the words and looking at the images is where you want to give this sense of calmness to the child. And then I presume you want them to go out into the woodlands and into the seaside and places and see the creatures that have been described in the book. You see it maybe as two jobs. One, being read to at home and having the soothing sound of whoever is reading the book. And then secondly, the encouragement then to go outside.
Yes, it's both a lullaby. It feels like a lullaby when you're reading it in English and in Irish. But also it's call to action at the end. And, you know, in the very last page, we see Molly running back out into nature and leaving her phone behind, which is exactly what I want kids to do.
Has she a phone already at the age of whatever?
Well, no. Well, we don't really know how old she is. She could be 5 or 6, you know. But at the start of the book, she's on her phone in her room and not in a good place.
So Kivnia Gra, Ma Fohian to Kriha Brona Stiha the Kree, Tararash Hugumse, go lean for the Kree La Gras and Archin Netlian Namadi Kring. Everybody should have this and read it out to their family, because it is a lovely book. Tashi Squeefing Ailge, it's not available in English, it's in Irish, and Tashi Fuilchia Eg Eve Lloyd Guidor, who is the Chief Colonel. So Amor Letter Laura Gurmila Maikadas Ve Kainchlum.
Gurmila Magat.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed, Aileen, and to Aina. Details, as always, on the website.